We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Historic decision by the Supreme Court about presidential immunity. And joining us on the Big K Morning Show is the president of Duquesne University, former dean of the law school there, and now officially the library will be named after Dr. Ken Gormley. President, good morning. And congratulations, by the way. That was very, I'm sure, significant for you. Maybe a little blush moment, but Thomas Klein, alumnus, naming the law school library after you.
Yeah, it was touching, a total surprise, but it was very meaningful to me, so thanks, Larry.
And for those that don't know, you are very accomplished when it comes to studying law, especially at the Supreme Court level. So what was your reaction initially when you heard what the court decided yesterday, and kind of step us pedestrians through the process?
Well, as you know, Larry, I've done a lot of writing on this specific subject of presidential power, and you know, I wrote a book on Watergate and U.S. v. Nixon and on the Clinton scandals and a book on presidents and the Constitution. So I've done a lot in this area. So I did not think there was anything really earth-shattering in the opinion. I know many of the commentators are treating it as if it's, you know, kind of the end of the world or something. I didn't read it that way. Chief Justice Roberts' opinion, I think he tried to be as balanced as possible. The big takeaways are that there is no, you don't have a sweeping absolute immunity, as former President Trump was arguing. When a president is acting pursuant to their core constitutional duties under the Constitution, there's immunity. Well, that's no surprise. Yes, of course. When you're talking about this middle ground where it's a constitutional authority, but it's kind of on the perimeters, then that one requires, you know, kind of analysis by the lower courts. And then if it's unofficial acts, they make clear there is no immunity at all. And so they give some guidance and some examples in the opinion of what, you know, is an example of each. But it is clear that there are big chunks of these indictments by Jack Smith against former President Trump that likely will turn out to be unofficial conduct that they can proceed on, like reaching out to state legislators and elected officials in other states and trying to create these slates of alternate electors. All of those types of things are fair game, and even maybe his conversations with Vice President Pence. That one's on the fence. That's in that gray zone, but it was very interesting. I was glad to see they did acknowledge something that was overlooked a lot, Larry, and that is when Vice President Pence is handling the electoral count. He is serving as the president of the Senate, not really as vice president. There's this quirky thing in the Constitution where the vice president presides over the Senate. So he's really in a legislative role, not in a vice presidential role. And so they acknowledge that and say that may cut against it being an official act. So, you know, they give examples of this. Quite honestly, I see it as much a roadmap as to how to correctly prosecute this case as opposed to a case that is saying there's no way to do that.
Dr. Gormley, Paul Rasmussen here, circling back to what you were saying about making phone calls to state legislators or state officials in Georgia concerning the results of the presidential election there, would it be fair to say that that would be characterized, or you would assume that it would be Trump the candidate and not Trump the president?
Yes, that's how I read it. And if you read Justice Amy Coney Barrett's concurrence, which is really important here, I think, and hasn't gotten enough attention, she as much as says that's a no-brainer. I mean, that has nothing to do with presidential power. They do leave each of these to the trial court, the federal judge, to look at the context and make a factual, have hearings and make a factual determination of was the president acting in some official capacity or not. But that's the other thing that I would say here that people are missing. It's giving the green light to Judge Chutkan in D.C. to hold hearings, Paul, and you know, and to do that potentially tomorrow if she wants to. And so some of this can start. Evidence can be, it's not going to happen tomorrow, but it could happen before too long, certainly before the election. There can be, in essence, a mini trial where the public gets to hear a lot of this evidence, and it gets put on the table as the trial judge makes determinations whether these acts have to do with official duties. But as you said, when he is acting like a candidate Trump, and you know, Judge Amy Coney Barrett uses that example of reaching out to Arizona state officials to try to, you know, influence the counting of the election. That has nothing to do with his powers as president.
We're with Duquesne President Dr. Ken Gormley. Historic 6-3 ruling. How do you feel, President Gormley, when people say, well, let's look at who the justices were appointed by? In this case, the conservative majority included the three justices appointed by former President Trump, which is as many as I can remember any one president being able to get in one term.
Well, you have to look at that in the right light, I think. You know, it's one of the consequences of elections. Presidents get to pick the justices on the Supreme Court, and those justices are going to have certain philosophical, you know, kind of outlooks that come with them. And that is true with Democrats and Republicans.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Republicans, but I know many of these justices, I don't think they're there to throw the case in favor of one side or another. I think that in this case, specifically, Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett are very careful in, you know, their writing about how they look at this case. And I could see this case, you know, the way I read it, which we will see the proof will be in the pudding, is that they are giving a good bit of discretion and deference to the trial judge to make factual findings and to determine whether a president is acting in their individual capacity or as president and a lot of this stuff. And so I could see this case coming back to the Supreme Court and Chief Justice Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett, and Amy Coney Barrett, of course, was appointed by Trump, switching and voting with the more liberal justices and upholding what the lower court says. So I don't think it is all dependent on who, what party they are or who appointed what. They're trying to get this right. They all come with their own viewpoints, for sure, just like our country does. But, you know, I think that it's much more complicated than that, and I think they are trying to do the right thing here. And incidentally, how did we get to this point that we have this case in front of them? There's never been a case like this in American history. Well, the reason is no president has ever engaged in such extreme conduct that forced the court to look at this issue as to how far a president could go here. So, you know, let's be honest about it. Former President Trump created this mess that they are trying to sort out. And they wouldn't be in a position of having to write this opinion if he hadn't real pushed things so far. And now they have to establish where the boundary lines are. And the Supreme Court has done that many times in American history under President Truman's presidency and FDR and others. And so that part is not anything totally out of step with how courts have acted in the past.
Well, you've answered, why did it take so long, 46 presidents in, to get to this point? You answered that.
Yes.
And here's the final question, Dr. Gormley, is this. It clearly will push back all of these court cases against the president, probably practically beyond the election. If he is elected and then subsequently convicted, could he pardon himself?
Well, yeah, it's a great question. The reality is these cases were most likely never going to get done before the election, first of all. But second of all, interestingly, if former President Trump wins, he can moot these cases, or at least the federal cases, not the state of the Georgia case, but he could moot these cases just by telling his Justice Department, okay, drop them. So he doesn't even have to pardon himself. He can do that. Here's the interesting thing. If Trump wins, this opinion probably benefits Joe Biden, because it's going to make it a lot harder for the revenge tour to go after Biden with this opinion. Secondly, if Trump loses, in my view, there is no question he will be convicted in multiple cases still using this formula. It doesn't let him off the hook. It narrows it. It does broaden the scope and gives more deference to the president in those gray zones. But when you're talking about unofficial acts, and there are a lot of them here, there is no escaping them.
I can't thank you enough for your time and opinion this morning, Dr. Gormley, and I'll look forward to visiting Duquesne University's Dr. Ken Gormley Law Library. Do you have a book in there, Law for Dummies? I'll be looking for that.
That's in the Larry Richard cubicle at the Gormley Law Library.
Thanks, Doctor. Have a great day. Appreciate
you. Hey, great
you.
Talking to both of you. Take care. Happy 4th of July.
Yes, thank you. Dr. Ken Gormley, President of Duquesne University.
Well, so much for the allegations that former President Trump is above the law.
But he brings an interesting twist to that, is that if Donald Trump is elected, he would not be able to, you know, do so. The revenge tour, as Dr. Gormley said,
would be tough.
I hadn't heard anybody mention that.
Thank you for bringing an adult in the room into the conversation, Larry. This was really helpful today.
I enjoyed the conversation.
Me too.
Sounds like he's saying people need to settle down a little bit.
Just a bit.
Take a breath.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.